Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, magic. For more than 20 years, people all over the world have been playing the strategic fantasy card game Magic: The Gathering. But the game has only recently found its way to Unalaska, where the island's teenage boys have been going through a serious magic phase for the past few months. For the city's recreation staff, that means the chance to offer a Lower 48 style experience, an official magic tournament, which they hosted earlier this month. KUCB's Annie Ropeek has the story.
By Unalaska standards, high school senior Kay Kawada is a Magic the Gathering veteran. He's been playing for 8 months, more than double most of the rest of the boys in today's tournament. When Kay walks into the multi-purpose room precisely 1 minute late while the rules are being explained, the others aren't too happy to see him.
Nobody wanted you to show up.
Kay and 17 other friends and rivals are in for a grueling 5 hours of strategizing, spellcasting, and card shuffling. All these boys are in middle school and high school.
We're playing Legacy format, which is basically every card ever invented.
That's referee Carlos Tayag explaining how the game is going to work. Magic is the original dueling trading card game invented in Renton, Washington in 1993 and still based there today. There are thousands of cards, all with fantastical illustrations and names like Kamal, Pit Fighter. Players use them to attack each other and defend themselves in games. Tayag has been playing Magic for 10 years. He's also been the youth programs coordinator for the City Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation since October.
It's probably been going heavily here for about 6 weeks that I've noticed, but I've heard that there are underground societies on the island where they've been playing Magic for longer.
Full disclosure, Tayag and I are roommates, and he's even gotten me dabbling in Magic. But I'm only watching and learning today.
One more thing. The youngest player chooses who goes first.
Yes!
In this round.
Round one is about to begin. Everyone shuffles their decks, draws their hands, and gets their game faces on. Tayag starts the clock, and then it gets serious. Soon all around, I'm hearing things like this.
Cradle of Vitality. Whenever I gain life, I may pay one planes and any uncolored mana. And if I do, I can put a 1/1 counter on a target creature for each life I gain.
Complicated? Definitely. But the basics of the game are simple. Each card is a spell, creatures, enchantments, and more. They all cost a certain number of different colored mana cards. You have to put those cards down before you can play anything else. Players use spells to deal damage to each other or block attacks. You start with 20 points each and try to knock each other down to zero. Players have to buy the cards to build their decks. You can spend a little or a lot of money, and you could make a deck that was pretty hard to beat. But there's no card shop in Unalaska, so players buy cards online and barter with friends. It's basically a big trump game, and Tayag says a learning experience.
They practice communication skills and, you know, really how to problem solve with each other. You have to decipher rules, and they kind of get to figure out, you know, what works, how, and why does it work, and why does one person win over the other.
So far, Kay Kawada seems to have a good sense of that. He's victorious after round one.
It's all about dealing damage. I like it.
But Kay's a little nervous. Now everyone wants to beat him. Over the next 2 rounds, he has to be merciless, even taking out his little brother, Du. Across the room, another younger player is climbing the ranks. Johnny Kongsuk, an 8th grader, has only been playing Magic for a month or so. I asked him about his strategy before round one.
Like, be a pain and just, like, make tap his creatures and then, like, attack when he has nothing to defend with.
Johnny makes it through to the final, and so does Kay. It's going on 9 p.m., and the room has emptied out by the time the championship match begins. Soon, both boys are wiping sweat off their brows. This is one of the most intense games they've ever played. Johnny pulls a spell he hasn't used before. It lets him steal some of Kay's cards.
Dang, he's just using all my creatures.
Using your own creatures against you.
Good.
But soon enough, Kay's back on top, and Johnny can't pull out the win. Kay defeats him. His championship prize, a big box of new Magic cards. The community center plans to hold a Magic workshop in February and maybe more tournaments later in the year. Carlos Tayag isn't sure how long the Magic craze can last here as players graduate and get interested in other things, but he hopes it'll have some staying power.
You know, not only is it an intelligent game, but it's a social activity. I'd much rather have kids playing card games in the community center than playing some other type of game over their video game system, and they're not really kind of connecting with the real world.
And that social interaction holds true even if kids are playing in one of those so-called underground societies, maybe at Johnny's house next weekend. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.